today on Real Radio.
What is Jesus saying? He's saying, if you want to know my flight pattern on the day of the second coming, go to Isaiah 63. Jesus said, I'll tell you again here in Matthew 24, I'm going to be coming from the east, heading toward the west. I got business to do in Basra, and I will land in Jerusalem in my second coming.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Government God's Way, Part 1, continues in his new series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. The Old Testament book of Isaiah records the powerful ministry of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah's calling as a prophet was primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah urged the people to repent from their sins and return to God. He also foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and also what will happen in the last days. In parts 1 and 2 of The Argument of God, we saw how the beginning of Isaiah's ministry began with a vision, challenging the people to look at what's happened to their lives. Isaiah tells the people of Judah and Israel to listen, to turn from their rebellion, and to worship God alone. They had lost their passion towards God, and God wanted their hearts, not just their religious sacrifices. So he tells Isaiah to warn the people of the coming disaster from their enemies if they choose not to listen. Now here in chapter 2 of Isaiah, we see how God's form of government is very different from man's form of government. Today on day 2 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that after Christ's return to the earth, he will administer his form of vengeance, and we will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years under his form of justice. And the Lord will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his light. And his law will come out of Jerusalem, and there will no longer be any wars between the nations. And now, continuing his lesson called Government God's Way, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
During the second coming, or moments or days before the second coming, the Lord comes out of his place, heaven, says the Bible, and he will fight for Israel as he fought in the day of battle. Do you ever read that in your Bible? It's like, wow, really? You ever picture Jesus like that? Dude, isn't that amazing? When he comes back, he's not going to look like the surfer Jesus down in Newport, walking down the beach. He's, you know, he's got a cool robe, his hair's in the wind, and he's carrying a little lamb, and he's like, peace sign. The second coming, his eyes are like a flame of fire, it says. It says his face is so bright that the sun will flee from his presence. And the Bible says in the second coming, all those who dwell on the face of the earth will be terrified and they will cry out, hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. You ever seen an angry lamb? You'll never see an angry lamb on earth. But the Lamb of God is coming in anger. Pure, holy, white-hot anger. Why? Because it's a Christ-rejecting world. And he's coming to defend his nation Israel, says the Bible. You look at all that's going on in the news today and all the stuff against Israel. And tonight, how tragic. We find out tonight that our administration insulted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by calling him a chicken blank. And many are demanding that our administration apologize for that statement. Listen, God's going to deal with that stuff. Because you don't mess around with Israel. And the Bible says God's going to come. And he's going to establish his kingdom. And the Bible says right here in Isaiah 63 that he's going to be coming from the region of Basra and his robe is splattered with crimson blood. And he's going to be coming from, note this, the sheep pen. What a funny statement. He's going to be coming from the place where the remnant of the Jews who fled during the middle of the tribulation period, he's going to be coming from slaughtering those who went to go kill them. This is your Jesus. I like this. Is this a guy thing or? I mean, this is awesome. This is an awesome thing. You say, I don't like this Bible study. Well, it's pure Bible, and get ready to write down some more verses. Micah chapter 2, verse 12, I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. That's Israel and Judah together. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel, the survivors. I will put them together like the sheep in the fold. Like a flock in the midst of their pasture, they shall make a loud noise because of so many people. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. Micah 2, verses 12 to 13. Bible scholars recognize that that's an answer to Isaiah 63:1. Isn't that awesome? That the Lord is coming from Bozra in the events of the second coming period. Let's put the map up on the screen and take a look at this. This is so cool. I forgot my pointer. You see down south, you see the kingdom of Edom? You see that's yellow? You see the kingdom of Moab? The kingdom of Judah? You see that to the left? You see you got Ashdod on the coast, Ashkelon, Gaza? This is an ancient map. You look at the Philistine territories in red? This is during Isaiah's day. Kingdom of Israel to the north? See that? Kingdom of Judah to the south. You've got the Dead Sea there that's between the gray or the flesh tone area and the purple kingdom of Moab. Edom, so watch this. Jesus, according to what we're reading, out of the Old Testament, mind you, I'm deliberately drawing your attention to this. Out of the Old Testament, mind you, the Bible says in Isaiah that the Lord's going to be coming from Bozra, from Edom. Note where that is from. You see the star almost in the middle of your screen, that's Jerusalem. You get that? West is to your left. East is to your right. So if you're coming with Jesus in Isaiah 63, you're coming from the east to the west. He's going to come out of the area of Edom and Moab, and he's going to go over to Jerusalem. So coming out of the south, but heading west, he comes. What will that look like? Matthew 24, 27. Jesus said concerning this moment, for as the lightning comes from the east and flashes unto the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. What is Jesus saying? He's saying, if you want to know my flight pattern on the day of the second coming, go to Isaiah 63. Jesus said, I'll tell you again here in Matthew 24, I'm going to be coming from the east, heading toward the west. I got business to do in Bozrah and go through Edom, and I will land in Jerusalem in my second coming. That's awesome. This is my Jesus. It's my Jesus. Thank you very much. It's my Jesus. What will he look like? Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9 says, it shall be, in that day, there's those words, that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Translation, don't mess with Jerusalem. Verse 10, and I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. That's a reference to the Holy Spirit. And supplication. Then they, who? The house of David, will look upon me. What? Whom they have pierced. Listen, don't jump up and down right now if you can answer this. Are you Jewish tonight? According to your Old Testament, the Jews can expect someone to return to save them from the heavens who's been crucified or pierced. Who says? Your prophet Zechariah says. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. From Bozra, Jesus returns. And that is an awesome thing, because I read to you just a moment ago Isaiah 63, and in your note-taking, Isaiah 63 is answered in Revelation chapter 19. Both record the same events, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Matthew 24, verse 29. Jesus said concerning what we're reading about in Isaiah chapter 2, immediately after the tribulation of those days. How long is it? Daniel tells us it's 7 years long. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then, Bible students, mark the word then. Why? Because it's connected to the word after the tribulation of those days. At the end of the tribulation period, when the 7 years have expired, then, verse 30, something's going to happen. What? The sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heaven. Notice in the heaven, not the heaven where God lives. This is the heaven, the word atmosphere. This is again awesome. Where birds fly and planes and satellites fly, Jesus is going to invade that space. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then, another timestamp statement, all the tribes, how many tribes? All the tribes of the earth will rejoice and be glad. Listen, everybody, I'm being intentionally sarcastic here. They will mourn. No one is going to say in the second coming, oh boy, he's coming, this is great, woohoo! The Bible said it is the great and terrible day of the wrath of Almighty God. The rapture is a whole other story. It's the blessed hope, it's the glorious appearing. It's a happy thing, it's a joyous thing. Not the second coming. He's coming to do some business. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they, that is the world, will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds or the glory of heaven with power and great glory, great glory, great glory. Revelation 19:12 answers to this. You should be building a case with all these verses along Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah 2, the details are in Revelation 19:12. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe, dipped in blood. Now you know where he got it all bloodied up, don't you? His name is the Word of God. And here you are, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 14, the armies of heaven, that's the church, the Bible says in Revelation 19, were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. This is hilarious. We're on a horse, we're going to battle with him, but we're wearing a wedding gown. What an amazing moment that is. Let's go to war, sweetie. Okay, what should I wear? Wear your wedding gown. I'll do it all. Just watch. Here we go. Come on. And Jesus goes. And the Bible says in Revelation 19 that out of his mouth at that moment, we're behind him, thank God, out of his mouth at that moment will go a sharp two-edged sword that with it he's going to strike the nations in his wrath. It's like, wahoo! Can you imagine? This is going to happen. Heaven is going to invade the earth. You think we need that to happen now? Just wait. It's going to get a lot worse, you know? Isaiah 63, verse 3 to 4. Now remember, we just left Revelation 19. He's got blood all over his robe. Isaiah 63, 3. Remember the question was earlier, what's going on here? I've done this. I've come out mighty to save. Now we pick it up in verse 3. I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the nations, no one was with me. For I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes, for the day of my vengeance is in my heart. This is God speaking. The world out there has got this picture of God that he's tolerant like political correctness. It's okay, whatever you do, as long as you're sincere. You can cheat on your wife and you can cheat on your husband and you can be a pedophile as long as you're sincere and nice and you can do all this stuff. that the world's trying to justify. And no, he's not like that. Jesus, the Bible tells us, and you need to be happy about this, that someday, not in our court system, but someday justice will prevail. And it will be by the judge of heaven and earth. He's going to set things right. And you should be glad about that, because no one's going to get away with a crime. The guy that shot the SWAT officer this morning, he's not going to get away with it. The courts will let him go. But God's not going to let him go unless he comes to Jesus. And right? That's just like for us. That's just like us. We all need him to forgive us. But we need to call out for forgiveness. There's a day coming at the end of the second coming of Christ, in that moment, where Jesus announces, the Messiah of Israel announces, this is my vengeance. It's the time of my wrath and fury. And he's going to deal with evil. Literally, the second coming of Jesus Christ is a day that will fill the world with terror and awesome fear, because God is returning. In Revelation, listen. In Revelation 1, you see there in Revelation 1, 4, because that answers to verse 2, where all nations will flow into it, into Jerusalem. Listen to this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, you see all nations. Yeah, during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the Bible tells us both in Old and New Testament that nations during that time, nations during the millennial reign of Christ will come up to Jerusalem once a year and give honor to the Lord of glory in Jerusalem. Think of that for a moment. This is hard. We don't often think like this. We need to think past our nose. When Jesus returns, the Bible says his rule will be for 1,000 years, and there'll be nations. Apparently, they'll get border control back under control, and there'll be nations. But watch, those nations will have leaders in them. Revelation 1:4. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, that's in heaven, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, he has made us what? Kings. Say it louder. He has made us what?
Kings.
Kings and priests. He's made us kings and priests, but listen, I mean, do you walk around like this now? I don't. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't even think about this. The Bible says, for those who've been washed in his blood, he has made us kings and priests. That's weird. I mean, I try to get Lisa to respect me, but never do I say, you need to bow before your king. You say, Jack, don't do that. Of course not, because this film fulfillment is later on. I mean, not Lisa bowing down. I mean the fulfillment of us being kings and priests. The whole context will be radical. It's a reference to the millennial age. We will be ruling and reigning with Christ, says the Bible. Don't you feel totally unfit for that? Wait a minute. If you look around at how we're being led these days, I think I'm very fit for that. When you look at the company, we will be fulfilling God's word, and I want you to follow the pathology of this. I know for those of you who might be here for the first time, or today's your first day to come to hear a Bible study, you're like, my brain's freaking out right now. Listen, a lot of Christians sitting around you, their brains are freaking out right now, because this is the most Bible they've had in a while. This is amazing stuff. And the topic is Isaiah 2, the government of God will someday be established, and all of man's little governments have got to go away because they all fail. Isaiah 60, verse 3, answers to Revelation 1:4. The Gentiles shall come to your light, the kings to the brightness of your rising. Who are these kings during the reign of Jesus Christ on earth? Keep asking that question. Who are the priests? Who are these kings? Revelation chapter 2, verse 25. This is Jesus' words to the church of Thyatira in Turkey at the time. Letters to the seven churches. This is Thyatira. He says to them, hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the what? Isn't that weird? You ever think of this? He shall rule them with a rod of iron. That's a millennial kingdom language. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my Father. What's Jesus saying? There's going to come a time when I return. There'll be those who have been faithful. I will make them faithful and more. They will rule and reign with me, and they will impose righteousness on the earth for 1,000 years over those mortals who live during the millennial period time. When God restores the earth, the Bible says, is a bounty of harvest. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be everything. You know the places that you and I desire to go vacation in? Why would you go to, for example, why would you walk the valley? Why would you walk Yosemite Valley? Why would you even go there? Because it's unlike any other place on earth, and it's awesome, right? Have you been to Zion National Park in Utah?
Yes.
Amazing. Have you been to the Rocky Mountains? Have you been to Tuolumne Meadows or places like that? It's just, wow. Imagine when the Lord comes back, he's going to restore the earth to its original glory, meaning as awesome as it was when the day Adam and Eve saw it. You think Yosemite's something? Man, listen, if you're an environmental crazy nut, you need to say, Jesus is for me. Jesus. You want the environment to be awesome? You need to trust Christ. Al Gore ain't gonna do nothing for the environment. He just robbed you guys all blind. Jesus will fix the environment. When he comes back, he's gonna fix it.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Government God's Way, Part 1. Thanks for listening, and don't let the opportunity of accepting Christ as your personal Savior pass you by. Give your life to Him right now, because you may not get another chance. Government God's Way, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, and the foretelling of the coming of the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. When the Apostle Paul left Jerusalem and traveled to other parts of the world, he found cultures that were practicing idolatry, fortune-telling, and witchcraft. They were also engaging in lusts of the flesh as well as greed and self-promotion. It was happening then as it is happening now. So what's going to happen in the future? There's so much confusion of what the Bible says about the future. The lack of knowledge of biblical prophecy, widespread. That's why Pastor Jack continues to examine God's prophetic word. It's a series called Happening Now. Now, if you've missed the most recent episode that was featured on Facebook Live, or you'd like to catch up on some previous ones, you can watch Happening Now on Pastor Jack's YouTube channel called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. That's at YouTube, Real Life with Jack Hibbs. One more time, the series is called Happening Now, and Part 10, as well as the previous episodes, is on Pastor Jack's YouTube channel called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Our desire here at Real Radio is to give you the support you need to carry on your journey of faith with Christ. And there are some great ways that you can support us as well. You can like Pastor Jack's page on Facebook and be sure to tell your friends about it. You can even subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel and follow him on Instagram. So for more ways to support this ministry, check out Pastor Jack on social media. And if you need to get a hold of us for any reason, you can call us at 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And don't forget, we have other ways to connect with us, such as Facebook, Instagram, and the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app. Or you can visit our website at reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click right there on our contact tab. It's real easy, and we'd be happy to get back to you. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.